you and the health service system. In Australia, health services try to provide the best possible service to the people who use them. There are different names for the users of services. They are called health consumers, clients, or patients. The public health services have policies and practices that protect your rights and interests as a health consumer.
Here is some information about your rights and responsibilities. Queensland Health has a public patients charter that sets out the rights and responsibilities of public patients. The charter is translated into 9 languages and can be downloaded from the Queensland Health website. The charter is also available from public hospitals, where you are welcome to ask for a copy. The federal government has a private patients hospital charter. This is a guide to what it means to be a private patient in a public hospital, a private hospital, or a day hospital facility. The charter is translated into many languages and can be downloaded from the Queensland Health website. The website address is www.health.gov.au.
Here is some information about the Health Quality and Complaints Commission. If you have a complaint about a public or private health service, you should go back to the health service and complain directly. If your complaint is not resolved to your satisfaction by the health service, contact the Health Quality and Complaints Commission and they will attend to your complaint. This commission is independent from Queensland Health. The Commission must receive your complaint within 1 year of the incident you are complaining about, or within 1 year of you becoming aware of the issue or problem.
Here is some information about how to make a complaint. Act quickly. Talk to the health service as quickly as possible. The longer you wait, the less clear the facts become and the harder it can be to find a solution. First, go to the health service that you are complaining about. Complaints do not have to be in writing. You can make a verbal complaint to the health service directly, and your complaint can be in your own language. Give the service a chance to fix the problem if you think they can.
Make a formal complaint. If you do not wish to talk about your concerns with staff at the health service, or if they have not been able to address your concerns, you can make a formal complaint with a complaints coordinator at the health service. Make it clear. Set out the order in which things happened, preferably with dates, and descriptions of what happened. Give details about any relevant phone calls, letters, or meetings, and be clear about the action you want taken. You can discuss your concern with a settlement or support worker who may be able to provide advice and assistance for you to make a complaint if you feel more comfortable doing that. For more information, call 3120-5999, or if you are calling from outside Brisbane, use the free call number 1-800-077-308. Those numbers for the Commission again, 3120-5999 if you are calling from Brisbane, and 1-800-077-308 if you are ringing from elsewhere in the state.
Here is some information about consent. Before receiving treatment, you must provide consent. This means that you understand the treatment and give permission for it to proceed. There are translated consent forms available from the Queensland Health website. You can also ask for a copy at the hospital.
Generally, a parent or an adult carer can consent to the treatment of a child. However, in some circumstances, a child under the age of 18 can provide their own consent If a health professional reasonably believes the child is of sufficient age and mental and emotional maturity to understand the nature of the consent.
Here is some information about confidentiality and privacy. Everyone has a right to confidentiality and privacy when using Queensland Health Services. Staff must deal with your information in an ethical, confidential, and lawful way. Confidentiality means that your information will only be discussed and made available to those health workers involved in your care. This means your information cannot be given even to your relatives unless you give permission.
Some laws require Queensland Health to pass on information to other government departments, such as information about births, deaths, and notice of diseases that are infectious. Sometimes an insurer may be paying for your hospital services, such as for an accident at work. Hospital staff will ask for your consent to release your information so your insurer can pay your hospital bill.
You have a right to a professional interpreter if you need one when you use a Queensland Health public service. Interpreters can be provided either in person or by phone at no cost to you. It is Queensland Health policy to use friends and relatives only in emergency situations. If the friend or relative is less than 18 years old, they should not be used as an interpreter under any circumstances. Please request a professional interpreter in advance so arrangements can be made for your appointment.